It may be the last place in town where you can find live country music, possibly live ghosts, a lively mechanical bull, and good old honky-tonk, and step into Bobby Mackey's world and time slows down a bit. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest this evening is Robert Randall Mackey, who recently celebrated a momentous occasion. Bobby, is it okay if I tell him?
Well, yeah, I'm proud of it.
Bobby Mackey just celebrated his 70th birthday. He's not slowing down a bit. In fact, he's gearing up for a big benefit show at the nightclub in Wilder. Bobby, welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here with you.
So being 70 feels pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything wrong with it yet. It's not so bad.
Oh, you stopped by tonight to talk about a lot of things, including a new CD and life at the nightclub. But first of all, let's talk about this benefit happening on Saturday, April 14th, raising some funds for what?
Funds for the Northern Kentucky Music Legends Hall of Fame. A lot of the Kentucky musicians being inducted, I think five every year. I was inducted in 2013 along with Kenny Price and Bob Braun and Rosemary Clooney. And
was that the first year, Bobby?
It was the first year.
Wow, quite an honor.
And it was quite an honor to be inducted along with those names.
And you've stayed active and involved with the hall since then?
Yes. We're helping them out, a certain amount of funds they need to keep it going. And this year got some exciting artists that are going in.
It's amazing how much talent there is in this part of the country, isn't there?
Absolutely. And you know, when you go to thinking about it and trying to pick five every year, it's not hard to do.
It's not hard. I actually remember talking to Mickey Folger, I guess it was that first year, maybe the second year, and recommending someone. He said, oh, we're already full for this year. We'll keep her in mind for next year.
I tried to get Mickey Folger to play drums with me one night.
Oh.
Needed a drummer.
Yeah.
And he wasn't available. He was playing for a wedding reception or something.
Well, you would have had a good time if the judge played for you.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Tell us what's happening on April 14th. How's the evening going to go?
April 14th, it'll start at 8 o'clock, there'll be a group that Legends Hall of Fame put together to play from 8 to 9.
So those funds that people pay to get into the club.
Yes.
And then they're in the club for the night, right?
Yeah, so then they're there. Yeah.
It's a win-win. Get there a little bit early.
You know, we like to help the Hall of Fame keep going. And John Mendel does a lot of work. He pretty much handles everything, and he does a great job. And it's just a great thing for Northern Kentucky musicians and singers and stuff.
And in case somebody's been living in a vacuum all these years, where is the club?
The club's in Wilder, Kentucky, on the AA.
Plenty of parking.
Yeah, right outside of Newport, actually. And actually, if you're coming from 275, come the AA. After, if you pass the club, you're in Newport. And been there 40 years this year.
You're not alone there, are you?
No. You were talking on the introduction about live things. I said, I was going to say, yeah, we're very much alive in all respects.
Live music, but also some paranormal activity has been known to happen at Bobby Mackey's.
That, you know, that never ceases to amaze me, the people that are just very interested in that. And I find I've never believed in it, and anymore, I just say that I don't dwell on it. I don't look for it. I don't know if it's there or not. Lots of people say that it is, and I don't want to, you know, hurt nobody's feelings by saying, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't like to do that. So I don't say it that way. But I know that I'm in the minority. A whole lot more people believe in it than don't. And the place has got a lot of history and a lot of stories and, you know, they give me a rough time when I say I don't believe in it.
But you've lasted for 40 years, so not too rough of a time, huh?
Not too bad. I, you know, it's all about the music for me, so, you know, I just hope the ghost likes music.
They sure must if they hang out, because there's an awful lot of it. One of the last really big classic live music venues where you can hear real country music. You've kept that going for a long, long time. Let's talk about the Hall of Fame for just one more minute, though. Why is it important to keep the Hall of Fame running? What are some of the projects that the Hall is funding?
Well, it just takes a certain amount of funds to keep it going every year, and a lot of time, a lot of meetings, and choosing the five for each year. And Junior Spivey, a great guitar player in the area, he's, in fact, he's just about a week older than me. So we know how old he is, and he, you know, he's been playing since his teens. great guitar player, Junior Spivey, is being inducted this mm-hmm. year.
And who else is going in this year?
Danny Morgan. And Danny played around the area for many years, and he moved to Florida, and he's still doing the Jimmy Buffett type stuff, you know.
Is he ever? We're actually Facebook friends, and that guy doesn't get a day off very often.
He's great.
Yeah.
His whole group. And Bob Lotz, my attorney, plays harmonica, and he comes in and plays with us, but he's played with Danny off and on for years, and he goes to Florida sometimes and plays with Danny.
Will Danny be here for the induction?
Bob said he thought he was coming.
Good, good.
So the East Orange Express is a
big
group.
Big rock and roll band
yeah,
in Cincinnati,
yeah.
Northern Kentucky.
Paul Bromwell.
Guitar player I know pretty well.
Yeah, and the Lusters.
Speaking of Mick.
Hot group in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Lusters, the band that Mickey Folger formed after Wheels.
Yeah.
Had a whole second career playing music with the Lusters. And are they still together, still playing sometimes?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask the judge.
Yeah, we'll have to.
So that's the 2018 class to be inducted in the Northern Kentucky Hall of Fame. That event is June the 7th,
June 7th.
It happens at Tower Park.
Yeah, up in Fort Thomas.
Open to the public?
Yep, open to the public. And there'll be some jamming going on after the inductions.
I went to last year's induction.
You did.
A ton of music.
I was out of town last year.
You missed a good show, my friend. So always again, in such a variety, not just country music.
Yeah, it's all kinds. Yeah. And I guess they try to induct artists from various genres.
Once again, just an amazing amount, an amazing wealth of talent here. My guest is Bobby Mackey, who is very proud to be hosting a benefit for the Northern Kentucky Music Legends at Bobby Mackey's nightclub in Wilder on Saturday, April 14th. Bobby, you've seen every trend in country music come and go in your long, successful careers, both musician and a club owner. So as you said, you've been there for 40 years, the longest running live music nightclub in the area. Take us back a couple of years to the beginning. How did you settle on that spot on the Licking River is the place to plant your roots?
Well, I guess, you know, it's kind of a long story, but I played for 8 years in the Tri-County area. I played at the place called the Apple and then the Boulevard and then Julie's over an 8-year period. And at that point, I was either going to move to Nashville or get my own club. And this place kind of just fell in my lap, and after I saw it, I had to have it. And then by doing so, by having my own club, I could go to Nashville whenever I wanted to, if, you know, I could at my own discretion. And I pretty much did that for a lot of years. But I'm glad I stayed there and glad I'm still there and, you know, 40 years, I can maybe make 50. I don't know. but this year also marks 48 years in the music business.
You still get up on stage every week?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's the way it goes.
Who are your heroes, Bobby, musically speaking?
Merle Haggard would be the top of the list. And then George Jones and Conway Twitty and... You know, Willie Nelson's about the only one left, and it's a shame. And, Buck Owens, the singer that changed my life forever was when I was 4 years old, when I heard Hank Williams sing.
You know, I had a chance to meet and interview his granddaughter, Holly. Thank God she doesn't look like her dad. But she inherited some of her grandpa's songwriting talent. It's definitely in the family there. What do you think of country music today?
There isn't any. Except in Wilder,
Kentucky. Come on, Bobby, don't be shy. Don't hold back like that.
I wrote a song that's going to be on my new album that I've been working on for about close to 3 years, I guess. And I finally got on the ball and got it finished up, and it's going to be released this summer. I wrote a song called What They Call Country Is Not Country. They just stole the name. And it turned out pretty good. It's on the album, and I'm proud of that. But I don't knock any of this music. You know, and even in the song, I say there's a place for all kinds of music, and I respect it all the same, which is very true.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst part of it is they call it country when it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, they just took the name and adopted it, and where does that leave me? Because I'm still country like I've always been. So,
you write by yourself or you write with somebody?
By myself. It's hard to write with somebody. I kind of have my own ideas, I guess. But I do a lot more writing now than I used to. My last album was all, everything on it, but songs that I wrote.
Where'd you do your recording?
I've been recording down in Columbia, Kentucky at the Red Brick Studio. A good friend of mine, Danny Bailey, he and I had a studio in Nashville years ago together, but he was from Columbia, Kentucky, and he moved back to Columbia, and he and a lawyer friend of his that he kind of grew up with, they put together a state-of-the-art studio, and it's great. And we bring some musicians up from Nashville if we need them, mm-hmm. which it's only a two-hour drive from Nashville, three-hour drive from here down there.
So. Sounds about perfect. What's the name of the new record?
The new album's going to be called I'll Go Down Swinging. And I cut an old Dr. Hook song, and I bet you remember this. I got a couple more years on you, babe, that's all. I recorded that, and I'm really happy with it.
So are on the new album, some covers and some originals?
Yeah, I wrote four songs. The day that my hero, Merle Haggard, passed away, that day I was just in such a state of mind, and I wrote a song about him that day, and it's going to be on this album.
What do you look for when you book a band into Mackey's? What do they have to do for you before they can get up on that stage?
Well, you know, usually anybody out there that's working a lot, that says it all. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have their crowd. They're going to have their fans that will follow them. And just, you know, a band that's been playing around, that's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. And you run live music there every weekend?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. And, of course, during the winter, we have the early bird bands that start at 8 o'clock, the bands that we book in, from 8 to 9:30. And then I take the stage at 10 like I do all summer long, too. But when it gets daylight by 8 o'clock, we don't book bands until it starts getting dark again at 8 o'clock.
You probably don't even have this word in your vocabulary, but do you ever think of retiring?
No, 10 more years. Oh. I love the music. That's what it's always been about. I never wanted to actually own a nightclub, but it was the fuel that kept the music going. You know?
And you've become such a good citizen now, a business owner, employed tons of people, not just those who play on stage, but your servers and your bartenders and everyone who works at the club.
It's like it just works. Everybody knows how it works and what we do, and everybody does it, and nobody's boss. You know?
Mm-hmm. You think they'll ever induct the club itself into the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Never thought about that.
Maybe an idea for the future.
Yeah, sure.
A lot going on. It's the Northern Kentucky Music Legends Hall of Fame, with the benefit happening at Bobby Mackey's in Wilder on Saturday, April 14th. Come in at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
In your cover charge.
Starts at 8.
There's some silent auctions and raffles and things like that. Probably a little bit of music that night, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, every year it's a big time and a lot of musicians that are in the hall.
And will you be at the induction on June 7th this
yes,
year?
Yes, I will be there. I'm in town this year and I will be there.
Still got things you want to accomplish in the music business, Bobby?
I just want to get better with each album, you know, and I'm concerned with legacy. Mm-hmm. After 40 years, I've had several albums and singles, but the one that I'm releasing now, this summer, I'll Go Down Swinging, is by far the best I've ever done.
And when will that record be released?
Sometime this summer, maybe August 1st, to give us enough time to put the promotion and everything together.
Maybe get you back in here to sing a song or two?
I'd love to.
I'd love to have you. As the saying goes, Bobby's country is real country. If Buck and Merle and George and Tammy are your idea of country music, then you are in line dancing, perhaps, with my guest, Bobby Mackey from Wilder, Kentucky, celebrating the Northern Kentucky Music Legends with a big benefit at the club on April 14th, music every weekend at the club, the big induction ceremony at Tower Park in Fort Thomas on June the 7th, and that brand new CD called again, Bobby?
I'll Go Down Swinging.
He's going down swinging. That's coming out this summer. Bobby, continued health, happiness, and always music.
Thank you so much.
Here's to the next 70 years. For a link to Bobby's music, information on the benefit, his nightclub, the Ghost Tours, and the Northern Kentucky Music Hall of Fame, visit our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.